And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. It can only be described as a sign of the times in our current Biden economy. Walgreens has announced plans to shut a, quote, meaningful percent of their 8,600 stores across the nation. CEO Tim Wentworth has decided that not all locations spark joy, or profits for that matter, and of course, in business, that's the name of the game. The 123-year-old pharmacy chain is examining roughly one quarter of its stores, likely pondering which locations to keep and which ones to send to the trash heap. Wentworth said retail pharmacy is central to our future and to our overall customer and patient experience because it enables many other things, but it has to change. One can only assume that by change, he means close. The news comes as part of a larger trend in retail closures, with chains announcing the closure of almost 3,200 brick-and-mortar stores so far in 2024. It appears like the only thing inflating faster than prices is the number of for lease signs in storefront windows. In other news, Miss Maryland USA has crowned a new winner, and some contestants feel less than charitable about the results. Several women who competed in the recent contest expressed shock upon discovering they had been changing and using restrooms in the same space as a biological man. One of the contestants told the Daily Signal, quote, "I first realized I competed with a biological man a few days after the competition. I saw it on the Miss Maryland USA Instagram post. At first, I was shocked. I felt sick to my stomach and was so upset for the other women in the top five." Another contestant who wished to remain anonymous said, quote, "I felt lied to. I would have liked to have known ahead of time as I was subject to change, utilize the bathroom, and be in the same space as a biological man." Yeah, and the pageant, which promises a fair environment in which young women have the opportunity to develop skills that will help them win in life by being their personal best in everything they do, well, they seem to have a rather fluid definition of the word woman. The newly crowned Miss Maryland USA will now compete for the title of Miss USA in Los Angeles. And in a final bit of news from the Great White North, Canada is addressing its healthcare worker shortage in a uniquely Canadian way by importing foreign workers while maintaining vaccine mandates for unvaccinated staff. According to information obtained by CBC News, the Canadian government has allowed 4,336 temporary healthcare workers to enter the country since 2023. That's a significant increase from the 447 workers allowed just back in 2018. Meanwhile, many provinces still refuse to allow unvaccinated staff to return to work. Seems the Canadian government has found a creative solution to its healthcare worker shortage. They're opting for a more diverse approach. Literally. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.